And today we are going to discuss two very interesting dinim of the Menorah, which have a fascinating Hayirah and Avodas Hashem. The Menorah has two interesting dinim. One din is that Hadlaka Kesheira Bizar, that you don't have to be a Kohen in order to light the Menorah. So Reb Chaim Brisker asks, if that's the case, how are you going to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim if you're not going to, you're not allowed to walk into the Kodesh if you're not a Kohen? So how are you going to light it? So he brings down shittis that say, what if you have a very long stick and you stand outside the Kodesh and you light it with a long torch? So then it works, so then you're allowed to do it. And the shaila is, how come the Eibishter would make a din that's so far-fetched? Just say that, you know, a Zohar is not allowed to do it. Why make a din of Adloka Kesheira Bizar, and in the meantime, you're going to have to say that we're talking about a case that it's mamish, not a far-fetched case. So this Shaila was asked for hundreds of years, and it wasn't answered until the Rebbe came and explained, what's the mile of Adloka Kesheira Bizar? And he said like this, that lighting a menorah means hafatzas hayadus. Lighting a menorah means lighting the neshama of a yid. And someone's going to make a cheshbon, and someone's going to say that I'm not a kohen. I am not somebody that's holy. Mele the rav is going to light up the neshamas, but I am not a rav. So I don't have the inyan that's not my inyan to light the neshamas. So that's what the Torah tells us, that first of all, hadloka kesheira bizar, meaning that every single yid can, and if you can, you have to be a ability to light up a menorah of a yid. That's the first very, very important din when it comes to Adlokis HaMenorah. The second din is that a Kohen has to prepare the wicks. In other words, a Yisroel can light it, but a Kohen can prepare the wicks. What's the lesson from that? The very posh of the thing. Someone's going to say that I'm allowed to light the Menorah. I'm allowed to do Hafatzas HaMayonis. But you know the way I'm going to do it? I'm going to do in my own way. For example, he's going to say like this, that I know that in my shul, if I have a shorter mechitza, so more people would come. Or if I bend this standard, if I bend that standard, I know I'm going to get more candlelight. I know if I bend the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, I'm going to get more things. Why should I be extra careful if I can bend? In other words, for example, in the earlier years, there were people that didn't want to give Lubavitcher Rabbanim Rabbanos positions if they had a beard, because they say a full beard will scare away people. Or other kulis that people come up with just to, for the sake of kiru. For example, you have a lot of people, and I know this firsthand, my brother-in-law, he's a shlichus in the University of Southern California, and in Los Angeles, and there's a misnagid that showed up, and he's starting to do kiruv. They have a program called Jump or Jeep, one of these programs that they do kiruv. And the students came to my brother-in-law, and they said, well, this new rabbi is very open-minded. He shakes the women's hands, he gives them hugs, all these type of stuff. And you ask him why, he says, listen, it's only a chumrah, only this. It's pashit hatzolus nefashis, so we're going to bend a little bit for the higher goal. We'll bend our standards for the higher goal. You know, this kula, that kula. What happens? What's the answer? Why is it wrong? Because first of all, a kohen has to prepare the wicks, meaning that Shulchan Aruch sets the boundaries. So why is it wrong? If Hafatzas HaMayonis Yahadus is so important, why isn't it, why shouldn't we spread it? So someone came to the Friedrich Rebbe and said that when there's a fire burning, it's better to have dirty water than no water at all. Better be it farmishta vaser than no water at all. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, das is vaser. But if it's kerosene that you're pouring, you'd rather not have the water at all. In other words, bending the halacha is kerosene to the fire. Why? Because there's one important thing that people have to realize. We are not God's children's guardians. We're not the savior of the Jewish people. The Eibishter made the world the way it is, and it's his kids that he lost. Our job is not to save the Eibishter. Our job is to spread Yiddishkeit by Torah's laws. Less people are going to get Niskadiv, that's the Eibishter's fault. For example, what happens if there's a store policy that you don't sell this and this item at this and this time? Someone comes in and he wants to make a big purchase, and the salesman goes against policy and he sells it. The salesman was a good chance he's going to get fired. He made a big sale. Doesn't matter. Going against the policy is worse than the sale. A policy to a store is, the word is sometimes more important than the sale at the end of the day. It's the CEO's problem if the sale was not made. You came too late. The thing's closed. To the eye, they can make more money. It's closed. It's over. What can I do? It's I who made the rule. Whoever made the rule, it's his problem. Say there, it's his problem. He's allowed to live with it. The little person on bottom that's going to start changing the rules of the CEO, he's going to be fired. So therefore, we don't have to worry about how many people are being discarded. Wrong. That's not our issue. We're not here for the numbers. We're here to spread the Eibishter's rules by his terms. It's his company, and he said that these are the rules. His rules are stopping us from doing his work. It's his problem. At the end of the day, more people are being niskadiv. So again, it's not our issue. So what? We're not here for the numbers. We're not here to be mekadiv people. We're here to spread the Eibishter's word. And you can't give them the truth if you don't. You can't expect them to get the truth if you don't give them the truth. It usually doesn't work. And Tzveitin Rebbe tells us that it's a wrong hanocha. You go with the emes will get you a lot further. Amol the sheker and the sheker works. You give a kid a candy and have all the sweet things. But if there's no substance, I know there was a certain shliach. He went on shlichus. And he came and he made his first Purim event. And he brought down this big famous Goisha band. And he was going to play for them Purim. And he brought, no jokes, a bunch of Natsnistika girls. Zimzakitanst. It was a Lebedika Matzah. And there were hundreds of people by this Purim event. There were hundreds of people. This was like the biggest hit. And everyone was talking how great Chabad is, the numbers and everything. And of course, all the Rabbonim and the Shluchim was like a big machal in town. It was Lebedikim going on. End of the day, these people which started with him, a lot of these Chever already had moved on. I met them. They got turned off. Sheker Eilei Raglayim. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. MS is strong. MS is V'yatziv V'nochin. It stays. Sheker Ein Loi Raglayim. At the beginning, Kalukud and numbers and shmumbers and all these type of stuff. Abersa Gatenish. And that's the lesson from the Menorah. A Kohen puts the wicks. Shulchan Aruch sets policy. Our job is to light the menorah.